Stone steps cut into an earth mound at the end of the row led up to a grassy area that concealed the roofs of the buildings beneath it. Up here, bunkers were set into the ground and covered over with earth and grass. Concrete gun emplacements constructed along the north wall had once played host to huge German cannon that covered the strait beyond. Wide stone chimneys, venting the fires that had once heated the offices and living quarters below, pushed up through the ground and were covered by rusted sheets of curved metal. Enzo heard a sound behind him and turned, alarmed, to see the uniformed Gigard emerging from one of the bunkers. The gendarme was carrying his kepi in his hand and ran a hand back through his hair before putting it firmly back onto his head.
"You startled me," Enzo said.
Gigard smiled.
"Pretty much as Killian must have startled Curjean and his woman."
He turned and looked back through the arched doorway and down the short flight of stairs he had just climbed.
"They were down there, making love, having sex, whatever it is Curjean does with his women."
And Enzo reflected that even in Gigard he detected a hint of envy. Curjean, it seemed, had something every man wanted. He was attractive to women. Enzo walked to the doorway and peered down into the darkness.
"Go on in. Have a look. It's not the most romantic of places to bring a woman. But then, I don't think anyone would ever have accused Curjean of being a romantic."
Enzo walked down four steps into the former guardhouse. Here, he imagined, soldiers on surveillance duty had eaten and slept and taken turns on watch, ready to man the guns at a moment's notice should the alarms go off. A miserable, confined existence, a hated occupier in a land far from family and home. Scarred and crumbling plaster walls revealed patches of red brick, and a large red-lettered sign read, "Défense de fumée," so they had not even been allowed the comfort of a cigarette.
"What on earth was Killian doing here?"
Gigard shook his head.
"It was ridiculously innocent, really. He was out with a net, sweeping for butterflies down near the shore. He must have seen the two cars parked out front and the open gates and wandered in. The fort is normally locked, so I imagine he was curious."
And Enzo visualized how that curiosity must have led him on a route very similar to the one that Enzo had followed himself just a few minutes earlier. Peering into long deserted, darkened rooms, climbing the steps to the gun emplacements. And it occurred to him that he had just inadvertently walked in a dead man's footsteps.
"How was Curjean able to access the place?"
"In those days he was involved with the island youth movement, and this place was used as a kind of activity center for youngsters in the summer. He had a set of keys.